Welcome to Successfully Significant Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Page. I am a passionate seven-figure entrepreneur who has built multiple successful businesses while being a wife, raising my two boys, and living life to the fullest. I have been a leader to countless number of people for 30 plus years and have created multiple platforms for women to win in the exact place they need a victory. You know what I know is going to happen today? You're going to find your voice, you're going to find your purpose, you're going to find your passion, and you're going to share this with your girlfriends. And one more thing, hey you, you're enough. And I'm going to give you full permission to love yourself today. Welcome to my podcast. Good morning. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, everyone. How are you? I'm up. I'm ready for a great day. I'm doing my hairs. I start with coaching clients at 8:30. So I'm getting dressed while I'm talking to you guys. Are y'all okay with that? Good morning. Who's on? Who's on? Who's on? Let's see. Who's here? Kim Ganey, Morgan, Megan. I saw Christy, and then I saw Megan. That's Morgan. And Christy's daughter is Morgan, by the way. Jolene. Good morning, Cheryl. Hello, Katie. Jana Jones. Kay. Christy. Hello, Samantha. I get to see you here in a minute. Sophia. Stormy in Georgia as well. It is stormy here, y'all. Good morning, Stacy. Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? How was it? How was y'all's night, everyone? Mine was great until about 3:30. Then it started storming like cray cray. Like absolutely crazy. Okay, I have a lot I want to share with you girls. Are y'all ready? I have a lot I want to share with you girls. Yeah? Yeah? Okay, listen. What I want to share with you girls, for starters, I was here by myself. Brian stayed at the lake house last night because he had to be in Oklahoma early this morning. So he said, I'm just going to stay up here. I said, okay. So I came on back. Riley was here with me. And Reagan stayed in Oklahoma last night. So here I was all by myself. So you know what I began to realize? I am going to redo my vision board. That's what I'm going to do. And I did that last night, and I want to talk to you girls about pivoting for your vision board. One of the things that I realized this year was I started to lose a little bit of hope because I woke up thinking this is going to be the greatest year of my life. And then all this stupidness hit, right? Which I personally don't think it's going to end till election. But what do I know? That's just my two cents. I think this has everything to do with the election. So I began to think, well, shoot. How am I supposed to get anything done like this, right? And then I began to ask God to show me what is right in front of me. What is right in front of me? And so I met with my business coach yesterday, and it was so cool because I was telling her, I have all kinds of goals for the year, but I was telling her, I said, you know what? I still believe this will be the greatest year of my life, but personally. And she said, tell me what you mean by that. And I began to realize that as a woman, as an entrepreneur, as a businesswoman, this has been the greatest year of my life. It may not be that I was able to, you know, double my revenue or whatever. But that doesn't always mean that was the greatest year. Sometimes you can double your revenue and lose control. Sometimes you can, not like I'm a control freak, but lose control of things and your mind, right? So I begin to realize, okay, so maybe it wasn't my biggest revenue year so far. I'm not giving up yet,
but it was the greatest year for me. So I want to ask you girls, as I'm talking to you this morning, getting dressed, because I do start with clients at 8:30 this morning, but I want to ask you girls, A, look at my cute shorts. Do you guys like my shorts? I got these in Charleston. Yes, look at these boxes. Every part of my brain wonders why Riley hasn't taken these out, but whatever. Okay, so do you guys like my shorts? Aren't they so cute? Even though it's stormy today, I think I'm going to tie this. Tie or no tie? What do you guys think? Tie or no tie? Do you guys tie your stuff? This matches anyway, right? Melissa's not here. It's like a chambray top. I love the collar. Tie or no tie? What do you guys think? Tie it. Okay, thank you, Megan. I'm going to tie it. So, all that to say, girls, listen to me. I want you to ask yourself, even though maybe perhaps this wasn't the greatest year for a business, which it's not over. Thanks. I got these shorts in Charleston, you guys. Even though it may not be your greatest revenue, how can we finish this year off? Oh, yeah. Okay. You guys like this? Y'all just going to help me get ready. You guys like the tie? Is that good? I think so. It doesn't need to cover my butt, but that's okay, right? Okay. Doing the tie. So, what if it's not your greatest revenue year? What if it's your greatest you year? Now, here's what I want to tell you is I was sitting last night and I was going through my dream board. I'm going to get my earrings. Do you guys mind getting ready with me this morning? Anyone mind? Listen to me, girls. I'm saying way too much. I noticed that on my podcast. I was listening to me and Toby, and I was like, sister, you said way too many times. Stop it. That was me yesterday. Okay, here's what I do want to say to you girls. It doesn't matter what other people say about you. It doesn't matter what other people say about what's going on. What matters is what you say about you. It doesn't matter if you, but listen, your husband can walk in and tell you you're the most beautiful thing on the planet. Your kids can tell you you're a great mom. But if you don't believe that and you don't tell yourself that, it doesn't matter. I want you girls to remember, which earrings do I wear, y'all? What if I wear Kendra? How about these? What do you guys think? Should I wear those? Y'all are just going to help me get ready. I hope y'all are okay with that. Okay. These, maybe I wear these. Which one, you guys? What do you guys think? Do I wear these? Or can you see? These. Which ones? What do you guys think? Oh, Melissa has spoken. The white canvas. Okay, Melissa. Okay, so listen. Literally, I had to walk through all of this last night. So here's, we all know the song Carrie Job, right? We all know that song. I'm going to take you girls with me in my kitchen. You all know that song, The Blessing. Okay, so my question to you is, let me turn my washer back on. I turned it off because I couldn't hear you or me. Here's the question. We all know the song, The Blessing, right? We know that song. Carrie Job sings to us, may the favor of the Lord be upon you for 1,000 generations, for your children and their children and their children, right? We all know that. We know that song. We love that song. But I want to ask you girls, how much time do you spend blessing yourself? How much time do you say, you know what? I'm great. I was wired for this. My greatest days are ahead of me.
This is going to be the greatest year of my life. You know what? I am a decided heart. I am a decision maker. You know what? I am a great leader. I'm a great mom. I'm so valuable to this country. I am proud of myself. You know what? I am an achiever. I'm an activator. I'm strong. I'm dignified. I am fully capable of achieving my dreams. Think about all these things, girls. What we'll do is we will speak over somebody else. We'll tell somebody, you look so cute today. And then you'll look at yourself and you go, I look so fat today. And then we'll look at a girl and we'll say, oh my gosh, I love your hair. And then you'll go, but my hair is ridiculous. And then you'll say, oh my gosh, such great shoes. I hate these flip-flops. Oh my gosh, you are so funny. I can't stand myself. Oh my gosh, your kids are so cute. My kids are little devils. Oh my gosh, you... It's no wonder half the time we're like, which way do I go? Which way do I go? Listen, I'm blessing myself. I literally sat here last night. Let me turn my light on. I literally sat here last night and I went back through, hold on. I went back through all of my things. All of my things. A dream in your future that only you can dare. Hey, Robbie, there's dreams in your future that only you can dare, sister, and you are fully capable and you are fully wired. And God wired you for such a time as this, and God gave you those dreams. So get your butt up and go achieve them. How dare you quit? You are not a quitter. What is wrong with you? You guys, imagine if we had those conversations with ourselves. We'll tell our friends, but we cower down to ourselves. Today, I want you to believe what you say about you far greater than you even think of believing what someone else says about you. Far greater, like stupid far greater. Before you even consider what someone else who doesn't love you, or they wouldn't be talking about you, or maybe they love themselves that much to be drama, you believe what other people say about you more than you believe what you say about you. Surround yourself with people that tell you things. But listen to me, what you tell yourself matters the most. Your husband, your children, your friends can tell you how great you are, and you can still cry yourself to sleep. Your husband, your children, your friends, you can get employee gifts. You can be the biggest producer and still be miserable. Please don't ever confuse success levels, leadership levels. Good God Almighty, I've come out of direct sales for the last 12 years. Leadership levels do not make you confident, and do not make you secure, and do not make you great, and do not make you worthy. They just mean you have a leadership title. And so I want you never to be fooled by a leadership title, by a work title, by a positional title, by a... doesn't matter. It from doctor to cop to teacher to principal to superintendent to diamond distributor to double diamond distributor to... back in the Advocares, 6-star Ruby to Mama 5 to Mama 7 to millionaire to not millionaire to whatever. That doesn't make you great. What makes you great is what you believe about yourself, because I know a lot of really rich women that are miserable. I could tell you some stories. Miserable women. I could tell you a lot of moms that are miserable. I could tell you a lot of CEOs that are miserable. I could tell you a lot of diamond distributors, double diamond distributors, whatever distributors, ambassadors that are miserable. I could show you a lot of millionaires that are miserable. I could show you stay-at-home moms that are miserable. I could show you working moms that are miserable. I can share with you long-time married people that are miserable. I can share with you divorced people that are Should I go on and on? At the end of the day, what matters is what you think about yourself. Do you realize you believe what you think about yourself far greater than what other people think about you? So one of the biggest questions I get, somebody actually said, will you please do a Rise on Shine and Shine on Haters? I think I will. I'll give you guys a fair warning. Rise and shine about haters. But let me tell you about haters. Here's what I've got, a little lesson for you this morning on haters. Do you know why what they say about me? I'm like, LOL. Do you know why? Because I know what I think about me. And I know what I know what I'm capable of, and I know what I'm worthy of doing. So I don't really care what you think about me. Walk a day in my shoes. Understand what it feels like to be Robbie Page for one day. And then I may care. And then I may pause long enough to listen to you. Right? It's kind of like President Trump. Huh? Just go run for school board. I dare you, women. Go run for school board. Go serve on a committee. Go be a city councilman. Go run for mayor. Oh, wait, no way? Then stop it. We don't have any idea what it's like to be the president of the United States. And you don't have any idea what it's like to be me. And you don't have any idea what it's like to be anybody else. So why don't we bless ourselves before we talk about other people? Because that's too difficult. Somehow, what we say about other people, is a balloon tank for us. But you know what? That balloon pops. Because you will eat the fruit of your soul. You will eat the words of your mouth. I don't know about you girls, but I don't want to eat the words of my mouth. I want to eat the words of my mouth. I'm going to eat. Girls, we're going to all eat all right. Which words of your mouth do you want to eat? I want to eat. You know what? I'm accepted. I'm a great leader. I'm a great boss. I have a great company. I'm a great decision maker. God gives me great strategy. I am decided. I'm losing weight every single day. I'm a great mom. My greatest days are still ahead of me. It matters. I have to show up because I make a difference. I am a difference maker. I'm a multimillionaire. I am a multi-million dollar tither. I am a multi-million dollar giver. I am a number one New York Times bestseller. I am a number one producer in anything that I touch all day long. So I don't really care what you think about me. See, girls, we get shifted. We get shifted. We get shifted. We get shifted. Because what we think about ourselves is so fragile. It's so fragile that somebody else comes and says, you suck. And you're like, oh my God, I'm dying. Oh, I need an oxygen breath. You're right. Oh, my friend, she told me I sucked. She told me I was a terrible friend. She told me that, Do you want me to read you some things? And it took me down. That's because right here, what you think about yourself is so fragile. See, the Bible tells us the storms will come and the winds will blow. So we know about the foundation of the home, but you know what? We spend 30, 45 minutes to an hour, girls, getting ready every morning for physical appearance. How much time do you spend getting your inner person ready for this world? Your inner person ready for one of the greatest, most difficult things we have to deal with on a daily basis. People. So we spend more time getting physically ready than we do getting ready. Have you had a conversation with your inner person today? Have you had a conversation with Robbie Page today? Have you had a conversation with the person in the mirror today? Because that conversation is what's going to lead you throughout your day. Because I'm going to say, and I've said this for this whole entire year, and I said this at the beginning of last fall, my God is not a liar. He only tells the truth. And so therefore, if I was wired together in my mother's womb, like we like to all quote the scripture, I was wired together in my mother's womb. I'm a daughter of the Most High King. Girls, live it. Then live it. Get your chin up. Believe. I double dog duty dare you to believe everything God has to say about you. I dare you. I dare you. If you really fall in love with what God has to say about you, do you think I care what other people think about me? No. Because here's what I know, and I'll end with this. What time is it? Oh, we're good. The enemy also knows when Robbie Page wakes up. The enemy knows when you wake up. The enemy also knows that it's in the world's best interest and his that I spiral out of control physically, that I spiral out of control mentally, that I spiral out of control socially. It's in the enemy's best interest that Robbie Page is paralyzed by people. I'm fully aware of that. So even if it's in a friend, a 10-year friend, a 15-year friendship, it doesn't matter. You know, the enemy uses people, right? The enemy doesn't use a lion to come to your back door every day, roar at you to tell you how great you are. The enemy doesn't use a dog to eat you alive so you can die. An enemy doesn't send flowers to kill you. He sends people. You know that, right? People, P-E-O-P-L-E, people, to hurt you, to destroy you. So therefore, if it smells like a duck, it's a duck. If it walks like a duck, it's a duck. It don't matter how much they love the Lord. Every single person can be an assignment. So it's vital, girls. I double dog do dare you to go on a journey today of what God thinks about you. Because the enemy is already waiting for you to get up and move today. That's what's happening. He's already positioning people in your day to insult you and to try to bring you down, because it's easy to quit. It's easy to quit. So today, I double dog doo-doo dare you. Go figure out what God has to say about you. If you're going to quote the scripture, live the scripture. If you're going to put it on a t-shirt, then be it. If you're going to put it on a bag, then be it. If you're going to sound like it, then be it. Okay? Don't just quote it. Don't just quote that you're a daughter of the Most High King. Walk yourself out like royalty. Walk yourself out like royalty. Do you know who gets to chomp at the feet of royalty? Bad press. You don't get to sit at the table with royalty. You're not going to sit at my table and insult me. You're not going to send me a message and think I'm going to read it. No, not even a text message. If I showed you guys some text messages I've gotten from friends, I'm like, delete. It's not even worth my time to respond to you. You've lost your ever-loving mind. And so therefore, while you're getting devoured, I'm going to go ahead and move on. You cannot talk to someone who's not listening, including yourself, girls. Are you listening to yourself? Because you will believe what you say about yourself far greater than you will believe what anybody else says about you. And we try to pull in people so that we can fill our belief tank. Can you tell me I look cute? Can you tell me I'm good? Can you tell me? What do you believe about yourself? Spend more time preparing you today to walk out into this world in assignments than you do physically, than you do putting on your makeup, doing your hair, picking out your clothes. Start to figure out how much time do you spend on you. Bless yourself today. Bless yourself today. May the favor of the Lord be upon you for 1,000 generations, for your children and their children and their children, all around you, go before you and behind you, because you were created for such a time as this, girls. We're living in the greatest time in human history to be a woman. You are strong enough. You are beautiful enough. You are enough at the end of the day. You were wired perfectly for your assignment. Perfectly for your assignment. Don't let anything waste your time. Anything waste your time. I'm going to say it like I say to girls all the time. I need help. I need help being a beacon in this world. We need help, girls, together as women. Bless yourself today. Don't look to others to bless you. Bless yourself today. Start with your words. Start with your mind. Because whatever you speak, everything begins to cultivate in that direction. And we will eat the words of our mouth. So what do you feel like eating today? Love you, girls. Rise and shine. Wakey, wakey. Eggs and bakey. Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
I sure hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you love what you heard, here's what I want you to do next. Number one, subscribe to my show so that you're sure you never miss an episode. Number two, connect with me on Facebook and Instagram, Robbie D. Page. And then finally, head over and visit robbiepage.com. There you're going to find videos, trainings, courses, and a lot of other incredible content waiting for you. Have an incredible week.